This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Trump co-defendants surrender.
Do you still think the election was stolen?
Absolutely.
8 to debate.
As lesser-known candidates try to gain traction.
Return of the heat dome.
It makes it a hard environment for the kids to learn in.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A day ahead of former President Trump's expected surrender in Georgia to face charges of trying to overturn the 2020 election, co-defendants have surrendered and Rudy Giuliani is due to turn himself in today. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Overnight, the Fulton County Sheriff's Office released the first mugshots of two of former President Trump's co-defendants in the sprawling criminal case in Georgia surrounding the alleged effort to change the state's results after President Joe Biden won the 2020 election. Scott Hall, a Georgia bail bondsman, is facing 7 counts, including conspiracy to commit election fraud. John Eastman, one of the alleged architects of the former president's strategy to use false electors, was also booked and released Tuesday.
I am confident that when the law is faithfully applied in this proceeding, all of my co-defendants and I will be fully vindicated.
A key member of Trump's inner circle, former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, asked for an extension to surrender, but he was rejected by the DA, who threatened to file warrants for his arrest after 12:30 p.m. Friday.
Trump will be absent tonight from the first Republican presidential debate. CBS's Robert Costa is in Milwaukee.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, running second in the polls but hoping to close the gap with Trump, has taken aim at the front runner for being a no-show.
Everybody should debate. Everybody has a responsibility to earn people's votes.
But tonight might not be all about the former president and his 4 criminal indictments. A CBS News poll shows Republican voters want candidates to make the case for themselves instead of against Trump. And the top issues they want to hear about are plans to address inflation, violent crime, and illegal immigration. Still, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie believes you have to go through Trump if you want to be the nominee, and has slammed Trump for skipping the debate.
His voters are looking for authenticity. Now, like it or not, Donald Trump is authentic. He's just an authentic liar.
A heat dome covers the central part of the country. The Weather Channel's Stephanie Abrams.
We have heat alerts that stretch from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast, the plains to the Ohio River Valley. Highs are going to be in the 90s and also the triple digits. But it's not just about what it says on the thermometer. You also have to look at the dew point temperature, the upper 60s and 70s. That is uncomfortable. And that's one reason why these triple digit heat indices are so unbearable and dangerous.
South Texas got a soaking from Tropical Storm Harold. Flooding and power outages reported. It weakened overnight. Tropical Storm Franklin is bearing down on Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Now to Maui, where officials say more than 1,000 people are still unaccounted for after the wildfires. CBS's Lilia Luciano has more on the effort to identify victims.
Emergency leaders are pleading for more DNA samples from the relatives of people still unaccounted for to identify remains they found in the rubble of Lahaina.
The number of family members who are coming in to provide DNA samples is a lot lower than they've seen in other disasters. That's our concern.
Jason Musgrove flew from Texas to Maui to look for his missing mom, Linda Vaikele, and to give a DNA sample.
It's hard to get answers because nobody really knows what's happening. Until someone tells me exactly where she's at, I'm not going to stop looking for her.
Now to Ukraine, CBS's Deborah Pata takes us to a liberated village where landmines are being cleared.
Every day, the men of the 35th Marine Brigade know they might not return home. Clearing heavily mined territory where one wrong move could be fatal. The unit is laser focused. Deadly explosives could be anywhere.
What have you found?
Anti-tank mines, this soldier known as Zeus tells us. This work takes nerves of steel. And for Zeus, a double dose of courage. Last year, he stepped on a mine in Kherson and lost his right leg. He was fitted with a prosthesis in the U.S. After intensive therapy, he's back on the battlefield.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything, from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
One of the teenagers rescued from a dangling cable car in Pakistan calls it a miracle that he and the 7 others on board survived. CBS's Remy Inocencio says it was a tense rescue operation that lasted for 16 hours, nearly 1,000 feet above a river gorge.
After night fell, authorities suspended air rescue, but on the ground, operations never stopped. Officials and locals deploying a zip line to the car and pulling everyone inside to safety. Pakistan's prime minister has demanded inspections of all makeshift cable cars in the country.
Here at home, the father of Tennessee Titans defensive back Caleb Farley was killed in an explosion that leveled the NFL player's home outside Charlotte. Emergency management official Kent Green says another person there survived.
There could not be anyone left in it alive. That was my first thought. When I found out someone did walk out of it, I was amazed.
Caleb Farley was not there at the time. It's believed a gas leak caused it. The Teamsters says UPS members have ratified a new 5-year contract that averted what could have been a crippling strike. The deal gives wage hikes of at least $7.50 an hour for current employees. Elsewhere, labor unrest was on full display.
Stand after strong! Stand after strong!
Outside Disney Studios in Burbank, and there was a big rally outside New York's Amazon headquarters as actors and writers remain on strike. Yesterday, Hollywood Studios released the terms of a revised proposal to writers. Just days after Russia failed to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon, today, as CBS's Vicky Barker tells us, an effort by India is being closely watched.
The lander launched from the Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft is due to reach the lunar surface in the next half hour. If successful, India will become the first nation to land near the moon's south pole. Prayers have been held in temples, mosques, and churches across India this morning for the mission's success.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The pandemic has changed plenty about how workers feel about the office.
Bankrate.com found that nearly 9 out of 10 full-time workers are those looking for jobs, want a four-day work week, and the flexibility to work remotely.
This is both an opportunity and a challenge for everybody involved.
Senior analyst Mark Hamrick.
Not every job can accommodate this level of flexibility.
But he says the workplace has changed post-pandemic, and it's not just the younger generation who want this now.
87% of boomers want these things.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A giraffe born all brown without spots at a Tennessee zoo is indeed a rarity. Research found another giraffe that was born without a pattern in Japan in 1972 and two others before that. The zoo now wants help picking a name. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.